Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Pei Aleph and Simen Resh Pei Beis Seif Aleph. Simen Resh Pei Aleph, Shlo Yichra B'Lecha Anachnu Modim. We do not bow on the words L'Cha Anachnu Modim, Seif Aleph. Ein Lishcha Yisbe U'Lecha Levad Anachnu Modim in Nishmas. When we say the words L'Cha Levad Anachnu Modim, to you alone we bow, we do not bow. There are specific places we bow, and those are the only places we bow. And this is not one of them. There's a minig, Ramo says, that Shabbos davening is later in time than it would be on a weekday. Because Tomid Shal Shachar on a weekday, it says, when it comes to Shabbos, it says B'yom HaShabbos Mashma Ichur. It implies it's a little bit later. V'nogim laharbos b'zmir shal Shabbos, and the minhag is to add various zmiros or piyutim on Shabbos davening. Kol makom lefi minhago, each place according to its practice, its custom. U'b'kol davar im lo amaro in machzir naso. Now all these add-ons for Shabbos in our davening, if you did not say it, we do not go back for it. Milvad, with the exception of Imlo Amr, if he didn't say in the Birchas Kriyishma, Lokel Asher Shavas V'chulo. That one, Machzirno, so you go back for that. V'yesh laharich ulahanim bezmiris. Shabbos Tavnik is going to be longer. We're going to sing the Zmiris. V'limchos b'marach b'hem afal pi shamoichim mechav mishon bitl Torah. And we're not going to protest if it takes a while, even though the ones who are protesting feel it's bitl Torah, Davin gets over, they start learning. They can't learn because they're still singing away. Now, nonetheless, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you shouldn't be too marich. So they should be able to eat the suda prior to chatzos. Mishneburah sifkatan aleph ma'achrin. Davening Shabbos morning is later than on weekdays. And we come on suichin lizoher. You still have to be careful. So la'avor is my kriyishma, not to miss is my kriyishma. From Rashi, it's implied that even on Shabbos, we want to make sure to say Kriyishma like the Vesikin. Sifkon Beis Bekol Davar. Any of the additions to the Shabbos davening, we're not going to go back if you miss. Haynu Kol Davar Shemosifim Bishul Shabbos. These are the things we add because of Shabbos. Vafilu Nishmas. Even if he misses Nishmas, he doesn't go back. The notes explain why do we say Nishmas on Shabbos. The Torah says because it discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you put it for that reason by Shira Sayyam. And Lavush says that the Neshama Yisir, where a person has on Shabbos, warrants recitation of Nishmas. Eli Rabbah says by the Neshama Seira, we get new Hasogas and Chochma. So that all has to do with why we say Nishmas. Sefkan Gil Machzirin also. The one piyut you have to go back for is Lokel Shavas. This does not mean you repeat the bracha of Yotzar. Rather, after you do Shmon Esrei, you'll say the Kelesh Shavas without a bracha. The Yaschil, you'll actually begin from Mishavach Noistim Lo V'chulu from Keladon, the last line of Keladon. Masha Ein Kain Sha'ar Zmiris, as opposed to the other Zmiris, Im Shachach Ein Chiv Lo Amon Achat Fil. If you forgot them, you don't have to go back after davening. But if you realize before you said Brachat Hashem, you'll say Hama Oros, you didn't say Hashem's name. You realize Shlo Amar Lo Kel Shavas, you didn't say Lo Kel Shavas. Efshar the Yishlach Sol Haschil Mi Lo Kel Shavas. So then you should go back to Lo Kel Shavas. Pima Godem Ayn Sham Shesh Vizet Tzorchin. Pima Godem actually leaves with Tzorchin. Kosev Chayodem. Chayodem writes me Kol Mokem Nirali. It appears to me Shlo Yedag Lechad Chila Hanusich to Lo Kel Shavas or Kol Yaducha Kdei Aspel Bet Sibur. If you're running late and you want to do Shmon Esrei with everyone else, that will not allow you to skip Lekel Shoshavas or Akol Yaducha. Shai Kol Zendiska Bezer, it's all mentioned in the Zohar Kadosh. Shema Menosh Nusach Bracha Kachi. Evidently, this is the Nusach of the Bracha for Shabbos. Now, he glaringly omits Keladon. So, the notes point out that even though the Mishnah doesn't mention Keladon, the Zohar does mention it. So the chur is not going to be any different than Hakol Yaducha and the Kel Shavas. You're not going to skip it to make up time. Sivkon Dalt, Ulahanim, you're going to be marich and you're going to sing. Haynu la'amram b'nigun sheyesh bo ne'ima. That means to say them with a tune that's pleasant. Kein she'osim b'psukei dezimra like p'sukei dezimra. But don't take too long. Those before us write in great exaggerated terms how terrible it is for the singers. And in their song, they separate the letters and the words, and they totally corrupt the davening. And there's especially problems when they sing and you get to the end of the bracha, and people want to answer amen. Sometimes they said amen before the bracha is over because he's still in the middle of his niggun. Sometimes they finish the word, they're still singing, till they get it out to the amen, it's already a big hafzik. So the brachas at the end should be very concise and brief, that there should be no shayla about the amen. We're not going to protest if they're marich. You still have to be very careful that they should not miss the zmakriyish matfila because they're being marich. Simen Reish Pei Beis. Kriyas HaTeira V'HaMaftir B'Shabbos. These are the halachas of Kriyas HaTeira and Maftir on Shabbos, Sif Aleph. Motziyin Sefer Teira V'Koyim Bo Shiva. We take out a Sefer Teira on Shabbos and we read seven Aliyas. V'Motzal HaHoysif, if you want to add more, Moisif, you can add more. V'Amor says, V'Huadin B'Yontif Motzal HaHoysif, Almin Yarkum HaYontif, you can also add more. V'Yesh Oymim, some say the B'Yontif Enlos, if no, on Yontif don't add more. That is the minig in our land. Milvad, with one exception. Besimchas Torah, Shemasif and Haber, and Simchas Torah will add plenty. Gam b'chol yontif ein hamaftirin miminyan hakrum klavon. And the maftir is not one of the seven on Shabbos, and on yontif is not one of the five. He doesn't count as one of the aliyas, like we'll say later on. Mishtabura, sif katan alaf, matzian v'chulu. We take out the Sefer Torah, we should say Birshmei when the Aron is open. There's a Shiloh, do you say it when the Aron is open, the Sefer Torah is still inside, or are you supposed to take the Sefer Torah out and then say Birshmei? It seems that the better way is when the Sefer Torah comes out to say Birshmei. Bein b'Shabbos ubein b'chol, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. V'hanois the Sefer Torah from a kabel tzorach shei b'yamin. The one who gives the Sefer Torah and receives the Sefer Torah always has to be on the right side. Even a lefty, ain l'shanos b'zeh, it should not be changed from the right side. The Shatzian says, k'nir ali, this is what appears to me, because the reason is the Torah is nitna miyamin, like it says, mimino eishtas lamo, and me'am eis tochilik if you're righty or lefty. Sifkan beis, v'kayrim bo v'chulu, and we're going to lay seven aliyas, v'hi mitzvah midivei soifim, kriyas the Torah on Shabbos is a mitzvah midivei soifim, Hitakana Kaduma. This is an old takana. Mimoshe Rabbeinu Olashon, back to the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says. Moshe Kosse B'Simen Kuflam and Hey, like we wrote in Sifim Kuflam and Hey. Ayin Shom Mishnah Berurah. Look there in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Gimel Shiva. Seven Aliyas. Hine Bizman HaMishnah HaYaminig. What was the minig in the Mishnah time? Shahar Rishon Shebekruim. The first Aliyah, the Koyin, HaYimavarach HaBracha LeFaneha. He would say the Bracha before we start. V'achron, ha'imavarach ha'brach l'achren. The only other bracha was the last aliyah when he's done, the bracha afterwards. V'amtza'im kulam ha'yotzim b'virchasan. All the middle aliyahs were just yotzim with those brachas. V'achakach b'zman ha'gemara, hiskinush kolach ha'divarach l'afner l'achrak moshanoach hayom. By the Gemara time later, after the Mishnah, in the Gemara time, they made the takana that each person with his aliyah says the bracha before and after the way we do today. Sifkan da'ad v'imotza. If you want to add more than seven, you can. Some say, Shahayom, Shekolechel Me'akruim, Mevarech Lefnel Achra. Some say that today, each one makes their own bracha, V'chanak, we said before. Ein Kedai Lohoysef, Lahabas Mevarechas. It's not Kedai to have extra Elias, and extra brachas. Ach, Mekom Hatzor, but if there's a case of need, Kegon Chasana, the Shara brachas, or Bismila, V'chol Kei Gavno, and anything similar, Ein Lachos, we say we don't worry about it, and we'll be Moisef Elias. Sefkan Hei Mosef, V'nochan shalolo hoisef harbei v'nei torech hatzibi. Now don't get carried away, because if you moisef 20 aliyahs, it becomes a tirchah d'tzibura, so don't make a tirchah d'tzibura. U'malkam sheyesh lachush l'saroimis eizan oshim. But if you have a place where people get upset, k'shalo yikru l'ham l'ter, they don't get aliyahs, and tzirch l'dakta b'zeh, don't worry about it, and we will give them aliyahs. Kaz v'achron d'achronim mait. De b'shabes shakon shtei parshios. Any Shabbos when we lay in two parshios, we try to lay half of the aliyahs in each sedra. Tahayne shekori l'revi kitzas me seder rishon me seder sheni shlosh psukim akoponim. So the revi'i begins in the first parasha and goes into the second parasha at least three psukim. Now, if you want to add more aliyahs, it's not balanced. Because they have more aliyahs in the second parasha than the first, that's okay. Because there's no chiyav to add. Sifka involved. Ein lehosif. On yontif, we don't add. What's the yontif Shabbos? Then you can add more than seven. Like any other Shabbos. Would we say that because it has the addition of Kedushas Yontif, you take away the advantage of other Shabbos? But when Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos, then it's better not to add. Each aliyah is very specific. We want to conclude with Kapar. So the minig that the Ramah brings second, that in Yontif you don't add aliyahs, is basically that you don't want to make Shabbos and Yontif the same. You want to show the difference that in Yontif it's five aliyahs, Yom Kippur it's six aliyahs, on Shabbos it's seven aliyahs. And if you start adding aliyahs, then you won't know the difference. So in Mela, we bedafka show this distinction. This is a Ran, the notes bring the Ran in Maseches Megillah, that you want to make sure that people understand this is that, and not to make them all the same. Sifkad Zayin, Levad B'Simchas Torah, the one time we are Moisef Aliyus on Yontif is Simchas Torah. Tichtei sheyizke kol echad lekor b'Torah b'isiyum ha-Torah, in order for everyone to merit reading from the Torah when we conclude the Torah, ukmi adina, we go back to the Ikra Halacha, kerov ha-poskim, most poskim, shematir l'hoisim b'yom tov, that allow us to be Moisef Aliyus on Yontif. Sifkad Ches, ein ha-maftirim v'chulu, the maftir is not part of the minyan. What's something to say? The maftir reads his own section of the chovas hayom of what we lain. This really goes back to the idea that you can have more than the minimum amount of aliyahs in yontif. Come on, like we say later on. So the maftir doesn't count. You have your set number of aliyahs. Maftir is going to be separate.